Pod bot. Let's face it, buddy, your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. If two nouns or phrases occur together so frequently that they are considered a single object, they cannot be used together. For example, even negative phrases such as "you can't think and talk at the same time" are always associated with knife or fork and say, "you don't get a knife and fork, but you don't get them." If two nouns or phrases occur together so frequently that they are considered a single object, they cannot be used together. When you put an adjective before a noun to speak about things that have different or opposite properties, you cannot use it together with the noun. However, if you use adjectives that classify a noun similar to another noun, you can use it together in the same phrase. If you want to compare adjectives, you can use a linked adjective before a noun in the same phrase as your own adjective, but not together with it. If you want to say that someone has done something repeatedly over a long period of time, you can use a verb and repeat it repeatedly. If you use an infinitive sentence in a conversation, do not use it in the same sentence as the verb before it. In conversations, we can sometimes try to wait, but sometimes we have to use them all. When you write what someone says, put it at the beginning of the sentence, especially if you write in conversation style. For example, if you say, "I will try to get the newspaper," you are not just saying that you will try and forget. When you combine two sentences, emphasize that what is said applies to both sentences by placing the sentence at the top of the first sentence. If you combine nouns with the same adjective, preposition, and determinator on the front, you do not need to repeat the adjectives, prepositions, or determinators. Use the possibility of two actions when you are talking about two actions that are happening simultaneously and link the two phrases with them. At the same time, the FDA recognizes and appreciates the potential therapeutic possibilities that cannabis and cannabis derivatives could offer. The FDA continues to believe that the approval process is the best way to ensure that safe and effective new medicines, including cannabis-derived medicines, are available to the public, physicians, patients, and healthcare providers. The Center for Drug Assessment and Research has committed itself, as outlined in Question 16, to supporting the development and review of new medicines, including those derived from cannabis. These changes could facilitate the process for researchers to investigate whether cannabis and cannabis derivatives, including CBD, fall under the FDA definition for hemp, which could speed up the development of a new drug. The process of conducting clinical research with cannabis-related substances planned by the DEA often involves interactions with multiple federal agencies. These include DEA registration, procurement of cannabis from a DEA registered source for research, and FDA review of the IND/INIDE application and research protocol. As a controlled substance under the CSA, the DEA provides the researcher with the investigation protocol and registration, has access to the location where cannabis is to be tested, and has jurisdiction over the study site and the research protocols to assess the safety and efficacy of cannabis derivatives used to treat cancer and other diseases. A clinical trial with cannabis and its related substances is required in the United States. INS filed a patent application for the use of cannabis, derived cannabis for the treatment of cancer and other diseases, and the development of botanical medicines supplied it to support future marketing applications for this product. It is important to conduct appropriate and well-controlled clinical trials, and the FDA will continue to support companies' efforts to bring safe, effective, and high-quality products to market, including scientifically. The approval of the INS patent application for cannabis-derived compounds by the FDA underscores the importance of this regulatory framework for all who wish to conduct clinical research in this area, especially those who are less familiar with the FDA. We welcome the opportunity to talk to state officials in states that are considering their own medical marijuana laws so that we can provide information on federal scientific standards. The FDA is aware of unapproved cannabis and cannabis derivatives used for a range of diseases, including wastefulness syndrome, spasticity associated with multiple sclerosis and chemotherapy, that cause nausea. To date, the FDA has not approved medical marijuana products for the treatment of these diseases or other diseases, and therefore has not determined whether cannabis is safe and effective for these specific diseases and conditions. The agency has no reports of patients using cannabis or cannabis-derived products to treat these medical conditions. As set out in the FD&C Act, the agency's role is to review the data submitted to the FDA for submission and approval to ensure that medicines meet regulatory approval standards. However, the authority has approved cannabis-derived or related medicine for the treatment of a wide range of diseases and conditions. Episode 76 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terrence Vargas. Adios.